Suburban Hood Moms.
Real talk with real sisters. I'm Nikki.
I'm Andrea.
And this is episode Andrea and Nikki's Ultimate Playlist.
Sponsored by Victus Equities, helping people build wealth and retirement through real estate. Today is Friday, June 26th, 2020.
And Andrea is a cunt. If you're not already following Suburbanhood Moms on Instagram or Facebook, head over and do it now.
You get access and sneak peeks to on what's to come.
Oh man,
bloopers!
Getting the sauce early, guys.
It's the Benadryl. Bloopers, upcoming giveaways, and
the Hoodlopedia.
Oh my God, we were in. Think.
I know.
I want to cry.
Don't ruin it.
I don't cry.
It's because I know you don't have emotion.
I don't have emotion.
This has been an ongoing thing. Maybe we'll do a whole episode on Andrea's lack of emotion above the waist.
And yes, I did take Benadryl today because something made my eye get all swollen.
That's what happens when you get a little bit of jizz on there.
I got eye turner.
It gets a little acidic.
I never get any jizz on my face.
That's not what they've
said.
Not
my hair, not my face.
They've said, your sister asked me for a protein mask.
Oh, hell no.
That's what he told me, eh?
So we have big news. I'm just going to talk right over that because Nikki's being a puta. I'm just going to keep going. So we have big news.
Big, big news.
Us girls are doing our very first giveaway.
Wow! Fireworks. That was very Wayne and Garth.
I know, right? Go.
So... I didn't even take no Benadryl. It's not some little cheapy piece of cardboard either.
No.
Our sponsor,
Victus Equities, has provided us with
a G-Smet board.
What's a G-Smet board?
Is that like for charcuterie?
I have a hard time saying that word.
I know.
Charcuterie. Yes?
Yes.
Oh, it's like when malevolent.
You can't say malevolent.
Well, I just said it.
And did you ever think of Maleficent first to think of malevolent?
I have to say Maleficent is malevolent. And then I can say it or else I'm all malevolent.
Mukalagahiki. So seriously though.
Okay.
And if you're uber ghetto and you're like, what's a chisme board? What's a chartreuse? That's chartreuse. I have a chartreuse blouse.
It's a cheese board.
Yes.
And we have one to give away. I have one. Nikki has one. And we have one for one of you.
And it has our SHM, Suburban Hood Moms.
Not S&M, although that H be looking a little like.
So the capital H and the type of font that it is.
Yeah.
It almost looks like an N. Mm-hmm. So who saw it and said that? Was that Chapo?
I don't know.
Somebody said.
Chapo don't know S&M.
No, but she
thought it was an N.
She goes, what's S&M? We're like, So yes, Suburban Hood Moms, S&M, we all go together.
This
we all friends.
Thing. We all fruit.
So you might be lucky enough to be the third sister.
The third sister. You could be a brother sister.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a sister.
But brother sister.
Brother sister.
Yeah,
you could. To get the very first giveaway of the Suburban Hood Moms SHM 2020. And it says...
Cheesemet board. Like it literally says it on there. So fucking cool. Because the ghetto folk can have nice cheese boards too.
That's right. You get charcuterie boards.
And even our 2% listeners in Canada, you could be ghetto.
Dude, we got 4 people. Whoever you are in Germany that's giving us a listen, we love
you.
That's Canada,
crazy.
We love you.
We got Australia on
there. We got
there.
A Russia in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We've got Scotland in there.
Yeah.
What? Who we?
Send me your kilt pictures.
Who dis? Do you wear underwear under there?
Hello. They said a good Scotsman never tells.
Dude, is that true?
Remember that Vegas story I told you?
Another time. Yeah, another time. Anyway.
So we got some rules and regulations for the Chisme board because, you know, if you're in the Pinta, you got to have some rules.
Numero uno.
Must be 18 years or older to participate. Which really, if you're under 18, you shouldn't be listening to us. No. Anyways.
Numero dos. Remember the guy on, what was it?
I know what you're talking about.
In LA. Yes. Listen to? I can't remember.
I can't either.
Anyway.
And number two is living within the continental United States. Lo siento, Hawaii. Lo siento, Alaska.
But we can do it for you.
Sorry.
Okay?
Even Mexico, you're right there, but it costs more to ship to you.
But it's the US, eh?
I know. But I'm just saying it's all in the same land. They might think the post office just goes there, you know? Like, just because we're with Chapo don't mean she can throw it over the fence.
Dude, right? Number three. Now, this is very important.
This is the big one.
In order to even qualify, you must share and tag Suburban Hood Moms in your Instagram or Facebook feed or stories or share us on Twitter.
So you know fools got a lot of options there.
Lots.
But if you don't do any of these, you can't win shit.
There can be multiple entries, so we'll accept. So, I mean, the more you share,
for the month of August.
Yeah, July.
Oh, fuck yeah, because we announced in August.
Que pendeja.
You know what? In the long week.
In the month of. Yes. You could do that every single day. You can share us. You can tag us for the entire month. That just gives you more entries, increasing your chances of winning.
Yeah.
So, the winner will be announced on August 7th, 2020. Our kids will all probably still be home because of the corona.
The COVID.
COVID of the 19.
I know.
That should already hit our house, our family.
But they'll have stylish masks.
They will. Well, yeah. Because I can't make no masks.
So, that is our big giveaway. We are mega excited. We've known about it like almost a month. And we've kept our big ass mouths closed.
Today is almost to the day our 1 month anniversary of posting our very first episode.
I don't know.
You didn't buy me no lingerie or nothing.
I just like you in the bus.
But you said you're for the Kraken right here. So I'm sitting on the floor in my bedroom and Nikki's on a chair right next to me.
I got a bad back. I'm broken. In so many ways.
But my face is like in line with her snatch.
A lot of people would pay for that.
Oh, to be away from that.
To be up in that goodness.
Oh, gosh. Anyway.
It's thirsty.
So. I can't with your ass. Okay, so today's.
Put that there too.
Today's. Just can't. Today's episode, we wanted to talk about music. Okay? Nikki's mad because I didn't let her put on the fan in my room because it makes too much background noise.
So, boop sweat.
So now she's the boop sweat. It's like the boop sweat should have its own hashtag.
It's just like with fucking Dave.
Yeah.
And the boop sweat.
Yeah, hashtag boop sweat.
Seriously.
We wanted to talk about music because for us, as I'm sure it's the same with many other people, music is just a huge influence, has always been in our lives. So, Nikki and I first made two individual lists.
Wait, let me say this first.
Okay.
When Andrea has the brain, this is one thing she's good at.
What?
That she can name an artist and a song and remember it. I don't remember shit. I'm always like, I really like that song. What song? I don't know. It's got the word it in it. Well, what's in it? So for me, I know songs. I love songs. But it's really hard for me to remember who sang what. So when she came up with this idea, I was like,
So for me, it's like I will spend time to craft a very specific playlist. So I am a writer. Tin Man the Writer.
Shameless plug.
When I'm writing, I have a writing playlist. When I am working out, I have a workout playlist. Mikey, our brother, has an easy listening playlist for when he works out.
Rascal Flatts.
Yeah, like Journey and shit like that. That's what he works out to because it relaxes
him. And see, the most detailed my playlists are is I just go on my Pandora, I pick an artist.
Oh, hell no.
And that's it.
Oh, hell no. And so I've raised, like, my three kids are, like, obsessed with music, and they have very specific interests, and they have become just these little walking
music trivia snobs.
Yeah, total music snobs. Like, they're the kids that know the difference between Peter Gabriel Genesis and Phil Collins Genesis, and I'm just like, ooh, it's the one thing I did right. So I'm very excited for this one. Nikki and I made our two different lists. They couldn't be any more different. However, we were able, so the rule was we had to agree, if we both agreed on a song that was on both of our lists.
Or let's say like we both have the same artist but different songs.
Right. We would come to an agreement and at least choose 10 that we could say, okay, the first 10 is on both of our lists.
Right, correct.
So what we're sharing with you today is like just a little drop.
And we noticed like, if it's a song for me that I'm like, oh, I love this song, it usually, like, hypes me up.
Right.
And for Andrea, it's not necessarily that. It's more of, like, believe it or not, like, softer.
I'm really, oh, my gosh, what was the word that I had? I'm angsty. Mm. So my playlist was very angsty. Nikki's was all, like, hype. Like, you want to go out and dance. And
yeah,
like,
mine is like, you're going to fuck, dance, or work out.
Yeah, and mine is just like, I don't. Not very happy all the time. And
Some were.
Yeah, but mine was just more mellow. How about we'll say that? Mine was a more mellow, and maybe it's my age showing. I don't know. Because I am a dancer.
Yeah. Not exotic. Don't get excited. Tricky.
Oh, yeah. No. You don't give me $1 bill. However, when I was getting tips and stuff like that.
You would wear the pigtails?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those were great tip givers. But anyways, I have to go to like Trader Joe's and like pay with dollar bills, and they kind of, oh, I'm like, oh, I'm not a stripper. Not that there's anything wrong.
You gotta get through college.
If you are a stripper, I mean,
gotta pay them bills.
Work it if you got it. But anyway, so here is our shared top 10. Number one
so
on the list.
What we're gonna do though is we're gonna play
just a little sample
our songs,
yeah,
in the background.
We're just gonna keep on talking,
okay.
And we're going to play. But the very first song.
We have a treat for you at the very, very end.
Yes. So you have to listen to the whole damn thing. So our very first song is by Fleetwood Mac. And it is Dreams.
So Stevie Nicks, not even just Fleetwood Mac.
Stevie Nicks.
She like our like
she's our spirit
soul
animal. Like she's our third. She's our other. She's our fourth sister.
She's our fourth sister.
Absolutely.
Like Stevie Nicks keeps me in black.
Absolutely.
I can't do the Crush Velvet.
No.
I know some big girls like that.
I know.
I can't do it.
No.
And she just makes me want to cast a spell.
You wear your hair all wild.
And drink a little bit of hard alcohol.
Or a lot of hard alcohol.
Or yeah. I can't do the heroin though.
Just very, she reminds us of our aunt.
Oh, totally. I think she's the one that has us on Fleetwood Mac.
Maybe. We have an aunt. One of our dad's sisters was or is a huge Stevie Nicks fan. And so I don't even remember when I started liking Stevie Nicks. Because I like solo Stevie Nicks and I love Fleetwood Mac.
Well, then we both love Practical Magic. Best movie. If you have not seen it, watch it.
Yeah.
And she is basically the soundtrack.
Yeah. Pretty awesome. So we are pretty excited.
And then we were talking earlier, this song particularly was my ringback tone. Like that was like the 90s, I think. Like late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. And I love this freaking song.
Yeah. It's just good stuff. So that will always be a mainstay on any playlist that I ever make. If Nikki made playlists, that would be.
Maybe I will know.
You know,
so much pressure.
Like, I can see in my head, like, you know, like the CD books. With like
I can go through CDs easier.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't take the time. I'm a rusher. Like, I can't take
You're a rusher?
But I can't just take the time and sit and make a playlist. I don't know. There's something wrong with me.
It's a very personal thing. Like, I get pissed when Dave and I are in the car and he puts on a playlist. I'm like, what is this? He's like, oh, I don't know. I heard this on this, you know, those like just generated playlists that come like on like Spotify or whatever. Pandora. And I'm like, what? You don't know who this is? And he's just like, no. I mean, it's because I like this person and it kind of gave me this. I'm like, I can't. I need to put on my playlist. He's like, well, how are you going to find new artists? Bitch, when I stumble upon an artist I like.
Wow, that was heated.
It is. It's very personal. I get very upset.
I could tell. Okay, intro the next one.
The next song that we both agreed upon, which couldn't be any different than Fleetwood Mac, is by...
Oh, I don't know why it did that. It's not playing it, though. Oh, it is. It's just taking forever.
Murder.
It's not my fault.
And you know what? We make mistakes. And like our brother was like, why don't you guys just like edit? We don't edit. Well, I would rather re-record
the whole... We can barely get to the bathroom by ourselves.
I would rather re-record the whole damn thing than sit at the computer and piecemeal together. So when we fuck up...
You're going to hear it.
You're going to hear it.
That's just because we're raw.
And we're going to keep going with it.
Yeah.
So...
Fucking deal with it, eh?
The next song is by System of a Down, and it is Aerials.
Yeah.
Ugh.
This is like... This whole album, actually, like, is... freaking amazing.
It's the coolest thing. I was so excited when I got to introduce this this artist to my kids. And I mean, it's like picking them up from school and okay guys, it's like a new artist I'm gonna play for you, and just blasting this in the car, and like they just love it. You know, other cars are like looking over, like that mom is like rocking out with, and my kids are rocking out too.
They all do drugs together. Satanist.
And it was Satan, the devil's in that car.
And this is like one of those ones when it comes on and I, Antonia just never stops talking.
Right.
And I'm like, not this time. Just shut up. And I blast it and I am like, yes.
It's awesome. When I want to get totally just like jacked, I put this on when I'm going to work out. Ugh. Love it. Or... even if I'm just sitting in my room and I'm just trying to get like my mind centered, like I just want to be very focused and intense, I play System of a Down.
Yeah, I like to have sex to System of a Down too.
I like to have sex to anything. Well, but yeah, true. This is absolutely, we're gonna do a sex playlist.
Yes, we will. We will.
We talked about it. We started generating the songs, so you might hear some doubles.
Yeah,
but you know,
because literally I hear System and I'm like, oh, I'm ready.
Ew.
Let's go.
Well, now we made so close to the Kraken.
Oh, Kraken coming for you.
There's the gag. There's the gag.
Okay.
The next one that that Nikki jumped the gun with.
Thank you.
Please. Is Paul Revere by the Beastie Boys.
And they're another group where like nothing they make was disliked by us.
I don't know if Nikki remembers this. It might be, you were definitely born, I think. But I remember when our oldest sister, who is 12 years older than I am and 17 years older than Nikki, she had purchased this cassette tape when it came out, when License to Ill came out.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Yeah.
Okay. And my two older brothers and I sat there in the bedroom with our tape, like, in the little, like, the ghetto blaster that one of our brothers had.
That gray one?
There was a black one and a gray one. There were two of them. And we just stop, rewind, to learn, like, all the lyrics to every single freaking song.
And the Beastie Boys, they go, like, across genres. Like, nobody dislikes them.
I mean, some people might dislike them.
I mean, some do, but, like,
but how could
like,
you?
Rap and punk and, like, just everything.
Amazing. So, that had to be on there. The next one that we did, oh, my gosh.
I have a story for this one.
I remember the first time my mother, Chapel, heard this song. She was like, what?
Okay, so I have a story for this one. It was Christmas, and usually, like, on Christmas Day, at some point, we ended up at our Nona, our grandma's house. And I had just gotten a Walkman CD player, so I thought it was, like, hella cool. And Andrea had this CD.
I had the tape. This was on cassette tape.
Oh, was it a Walkman cassette?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, so I had it, and I had it on at my grandma's, because I don't care what all the boring old people are talking about. And I'm listening to it. I don't even remember how young I was, but I know I was young. I wasn't in high school yet. And an uncle, who will not be named, is like, hey, what you listening to, Nick? And so I pass it over, and it just so happens to be on Date Rape And he fucking told mom. Do you remember this?
No.
Because you got pulled in the room too.
Did I?
And she took both of us into Dee Dee and Chacha's bedroom. Well, because they weren't involved. Right. She took us in their bedroom and we got smacked.
Dude, I don't remember.
Yo, I still remember because I came out.
Dude, Chapa was
so pissed off that I got in trouble over a song. Hello, censorship. Let's burn some fucking books, eh?
Dude, I couldn't wear. So this is Date Rape by Sublime. This is on their 40 Ounce to Freedom CD, cassette, album, whatever. I don't even remember how old I was. I was in high school at some point when I heard this. And one of the benefits of Nikki being the younger sibling is whatever I brought home to listen.
I got to listen to it. She got to listen to it
too. Whereas my older sister was bringing home like Kool and the Gang and the Gap Band for me. I was bringing home
Nirvana and Sublime
for Nikki. But dude, this song, I mean, it's pretty graphic. But if you listen to it, the storyline is...
Well, and I've never been to a bar
right.
where this song comes on and not everybody singing it. Like, right. everybody at the bar sings it.
Right.
And I thought it was, like, a SoCal thing.
No.
And then I moved to Tejas.
Yeah.
And I remember I was at a bar and I was, like, so pumped. And then other people sang it. And I'm like,
dude! Yes.
You got the Sublime yes. disease.
I have not let my kids hear this song yet.
Oh, hell no. They get in trouble in school.
Oh, yeah. But one day I was making dinner and I had like my Beats on. And I was, and Nicholas is like, hey, mom, like, what are you listening to? I'm like, what am I listening to? I'm listening to the story of what will happen to you if you ever mess with the girl. That's what I'm listening like, to.
Okay,
he was like, all right. But always a classic. If you've never heard it before, and I can't imagine you haven't, but you know some of our demographic is
yeah
a little older or possibly a little what younger.
What up, 50 plus?
60 plus.
Yeah, 60 plus, too.
And that can't just be Chapel, because she doesn't account for like 35% of like listeners. Oh. Oh, give it a listen. It's got a good storyline. The next one, again, goes back to the 90s. I want to say this came out in like 93 or 94. This is Smashing Pumpkins. And it's Cherub Rock.
And you just, listen, hold on. You just hear that intro and you know exactly what fucking song it is.
It comes, that guitar comes in.
And it builds up. And it, you're like, fuck yeah!
So excited. I mean, James Iha.
Billy Corgan, thank you.
Love them. Just absolutely love them. Nikki likes to call this song Chub Rub. So.
If you don't know what Chub Rub is, quick explanation. It's when your thighs rub together too much and you get that little raised skin rash and it hurts. And our nephew just experienced it.
I know, and he's not even chubby. Oh.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we had been swimming all day and you hear screaming. And we're like, what the hell? Well, the next morning he comes down. He's all, I had a rash between my legs.
He got chub rub.
He got chub rub. So.
So whenever I hear this song, it's Cherub Rock, but I call it Chubrub. Love it. The next song.
Here let comes me just our culture.
Let me just explain something to you, okay? In the 90s, I think this came out with, or the late 80s.
I don't
Linda
know.
Linda Ronstadt put out a Spanish album called Canciones de mi Padre. De mi Padres, that's right. I think it's safe to say almost every Mexican home that I know of had this CD in their house.
Alcohol or no alcohol involved.
No.
This was playing. Bob and Cece making them tacos.
Dude.
And this is on in the kitchen. And they never really blasted music, but this but is one of those ones.
Blast
that they
it.
Would just, and then they're dad doing his operatics to it.
Whenever I'm really, really missing my dad, like I really just am like thinking of him and I like my mind is kind of just like wandering off to wherever. I have this entire album on my playlist on my phone and I will just play the whole damn thing. It is so good. Even if you don't like any kind of Spanish
even if you don't speak Spanish,
you can hear some of these ballads are absolutely beautiful. If it helps, look up the translation of the lyrics in English. It's like, oh my God, so good. And Linda Ronstadt, first of all, is like Tucson cred, yeah, right?
You got it from Tucson. You got to shout that out.
Right. So, like, you know, our mom is from Tucson, even though she was raised in Compton. But, you know, her cousins, who are also our cousins, but it feels more like aunts and uncles, they went to high school with her. So that was, like, extra pride in, like, knowing Linda Ronstadt. She's Tucson native and, you know.
Yeah, it makes her more human, more relatable.
And I really relate to her, too, because she wasn't really in touch with her. I mean, she was. But making this album, she really got in touch with her Mexican heritage. Yeah, because
more she was, like, 80s pop.
Right. So she's, like, German and Mexican, I believe. And she really, making this album, got in touch with her heritage, which is something, you know, Nikki and I are kind of doing right now. Sometimes.
So we're peeps with Linda.
Yeah, we're peeps with Linda.
She a homie.
Right. The next one.
Nicole Kane.
Drugs are not funny. Remember Dare. Was Dare around?
Yeah, Dare was okay. So lame.
Dare to sell. You got a right, to say no. The Dare song.
Oh my gosh. Stop where you're ahead. Amy Winehouse would not like this.
She'd still be here though.
Oh!
Too soon.
Put one out for Amy.
Put one out. Amy Winehouse, how could you not like? I mean, that voice.
I know.
Tony Bennett said, I was watching a documentary with Tony Bennett. He said.
He likes Lady Gaga.
Yes, but he said that Amy Winehouse was the most natural singer he has ever worked with.
She has fucking talent.
He said that it was like she would come in. He said she was so sweet. They would talk a little bit. And then he said that like they would just kind of like improvisation and just kind of like go with it and do the little scat things. And he said she was such a natural that it just blew him away. I mean, Tony Bennett has been with everybody. Everyone-y.
But he's not a hoe. Don't call Tony a hoe. He ain't been with them like that.
He's been with everyone-y.
But she, like, it, when it sucked because, like, her album came out and it was so freaking good. Like, the Rehab song.
Amazing.
Like, and then she died.
Rehab was done on this. Was it not on Back to Black, I don't think.
It was a different album?
I want to say it was. I could be wrong. I'll look it up after.
We'll look it up, eh?
And if I'm wrong, when this comes out, I'll figure it out.
Either way, fuck you. Don't argue with me. And I love to watch, like, how she would sing.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, she
almost
was...
almost, like, out of the side of her mouth.
But like, then, like, it was also, like, she didn't want to be up there.
No.
But then she had to, or else, like, her songs wouldn't get heard.
She was just so damn good.
Like, man.
So talented. And I love...
Killer wing game.
And I love these songs where the women have just been so freaking wronged by their... It's right, Dave. I'm talking to you.
Fucking Dave.
Fucking Dave. These women have been so wronged by their men. And it's like just the pain and the anger is so like palpable. I'm like, oh, give it to me, Amy.
Dude, I know.
It's like the best. Oh, the next song. We're going to take it way back with this next song.
Oh, yeah. This one, I annoy the hell of Mikey with.
Oh. I mean, we're just taking a minute.
Yep.
Our hands are up in the air. I mean, if you don't know who Slick Rick is.
Could you write us a bedtime story, please, huh, please? This really? Is like another one. It's like a story. I love songs that have like a story beginning to end. And I'm sorry, Slick Rick, you my homie.
Did you know he was a British-American? American-British
citizen?
Yeah, we just
talked about that. Oh. Once upon a time not
long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow. I mean, really.
Oh, man.
This is like my childhood to me. I remember being a kid, hearing like Lottie Dottie and
Slick Rick with Dougie Fresh doing Lottie Dottie is my favorite version of Lottie Dottie.
Absolutely. Yes. That's another song that my brothers and I on the Ghetto Blasters, are we allowed to call them boom boxes? We call them Ghetto Blasters. So, okay, if you have a problem with them being called Ghetto Blasters.
Get the fuck out of here, eh?
Right? Because that's what we call them, but boom boxes.
For you non-ghetto folks.
Putting them on.
Large speaker radio sound systems.
Put it on, rewind, play, rewind to learn the lyrics to these songs. That's,
luckily, by the time I came around, the internet was around. And so, not that you're old.
That's rude.
But I remember pulling up the lyrics for it.
To learn
And
it.
The first one I heard was the Snoop Dogg version.
Right, right.
And then somehow I stumbled across, like, I'm talking about Lottie Dottie.
Right, right, right.
And then somehow I came across this one, Slick Rick's, and I was like,
guess who is
because he's the bedtime story guy.
I mean, I will forever love Slick Rick. It's just, yeah. You know. I don't want it to stop. I want to just keep
it. I know, but
oh my god, that keeps.
That's why we have this. We can listen to it anytime that's right. we want. Okay. So this next one, we're gonna go a little opposite.
Number 9.
Can you hear that? Swaying.
Let me just
in your green cardigan sweater. With your hair down.
Or your flannels that I wasn't allowed to wear when we were younger.
But he also wore cardigans on, like, Mr. Rogers style.
And, like, messy, like, t-shirts and grungy
fucking
hair.
Fucking Courtney Love ruined it.
Nirvana, all apologies. Nikki and I just had Nirvana on our playlist. And we had, like, 3 or 4 songs. And we both agreed that, okay, kind of begrudgingly, like, we really couldn't choose, but we chose All Apologies just because.
Many reasons. We had to have Kurt on there.
Yes.
And it gives a little nod to David Grohl.
Oh.
Because I think if Andrew left Dave, it would be for David Grohl.
It would
Grohl.
Be for another Dave.
At least
for
you don't
Dave
have to
Grohl.
Change initials for anything.
And I can still scream out Dave.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's all the same.
That would be great.
Except one you can pull is her.
Oh, right. Well, I can pull my Dave's hair. He's got long hair.
Know,
longish
not
hair.
As long as
not
David
like
Grohl.
Dave Grohl long. Oh. And I actually
got
saw
a drum beat your ass.
I saw Foo Fighters in concert. I know we're talking about Nirvana, but I saw Foo Fighters in concert. I was 8 months pregnant with Ian, and I was actually maybe like 4 weeks away, 3 weeks away from giving birth. My belly was so big. And those speakers were so... He played a 3.5-hour concert.
Maybe that concert's what got Ian so angry.
He's so emo, right? He's a Scorpio, like so his mama. Emo. He can't help it. But I wasn't allowed in high school. Get this, okay? This is some Chapo.
This is the control of the psycho.
Okay, so Chapo, I gotta give her mad props because we all stayed out of trouble, at least trouble that she
never caught us.
We never got caught, right?
Because I should have been arrested a few times.
Right? Mm-hmm. I know. Me too. She didn't let me wear Doc. I couldn't wear Doc Martens, and I could not wear flannels because she didn't want me to kill myself like that Kurt Cobain. I'm like, I don't understand. My flannel.
But I even think before he killed himself, she didn't let you wear flannels.
No, she didn't like the look.
She didn't like flannels too because it reminded her of cholos and cholas. And she didn't want her kids looking like that
and
too.
And Chapo is very polished and put together. So the entire grunge era just rubbed her the wrong freaking way.
Dad too.
Oh yeah.
Dad was like, they're so dirty.
No. I mean, we had parents.
Imagine
that,
if Dad saw Post Malone.
Oh my gosh. We had parents that, you know, a lot of other friends that we talked to, their parents were all about the Beatles,
mm-hmm.
the Beach Boys, right? Stuff like that. Okay, our parents hated the Beatles.
I remember in school, they'd be like, the Beatles. I'm like, my parents hated the Beatles.
I know, people would look like, what?
Like, what planet are you from?
So this is what...
I'm like, I know Art LeBeau.
Art LeBeau, dude.
Listen to his oldies, eh? You want to get in my 6'4"?
So
down Whittier Boulevard?
I was just going to say, so Chapo and Bob, our mom and dad, they cruised Whittier Boulevard back in the day, right?
They weren't cholos and cholas.
No.
But they were puro Chicano.
Totally. And they, my mom said that she didn't like the Beatles simply because when the Beatles came to the U.S., she said it's like that's all you could find on the radio. And, you know, they can't go cruising to the Beatles, and they can't do that.
All, we all live in the yellow submarine.
They didn't work.
How's Dad going to Mac to that? Hey, Cece, let me show you my yellow submarine.
Make it go away. Make it go. Make it leave my brain now. Dude, seriously, make it leave That is not right. Why would you do that to me?
Because it's funny.
Now, for the next... How many more times I try to have sex, all I'm going to see
or hear
is Dad's voice going,
Casey. Look at my yellow submarine.
Damn you, Nikki.
That's your fault.
Sex is the one happiness I have left in life at this point. And
sometimes you're even mad when you have sex.
No, I am never mad when I have sex. Sex is the only...
You have said that even if you're pissed at
me... Oh, even if I'm mad.
You're like, give me what I need.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sex is like, I don't need to be in love. But let's go on. Speaking of sex...
Oh, perfect transition. We talked about the whole song. Song number 10.
By Kings of Leon. Also fantastic band in concert.
Sex. I think this is the most recent band. Yeah. That's like the most in the era band we have on here.
Yes. Sex on Fire. When I first heard this, let me see. I started writing my novel, which I'm only 40,000 words in. I have another 45,000 words to write. to them and Muse. Gosh, like 2008 maybe. And I think I saw them on Saturday Night Live way back when. And I was like, who is this band? I'm in Arizona at this point, and I don't know anything because I didn't have LA radio.
I don't know how I heard about them, but I remember this was actually the first song I heard from them. And I was like, Sex on Fire. Like, this what is this gift to me from the music guy?
I know. It's literally about he's getting like a blowjob. He's singing about getting a blowjob while he's driving.
Well, you know, they should all sing that way when they get a blowjob. Because you motherfuckers are lucky to be getting blowjobs.
Seriously, a fantastic... I mean, every song that they do, them live, his voice is even better. And you know that they did not pick up... They did not listen to rock and roll music until they were teens.
And you know, something about them, I always lumped them together with Mumford & Sons. I think they weren't too far apart in, like, my discovery.
Right.
And they were, like, kind of, like, the newest people I had found at the time. Because for a long time, there wasn't anything new that I liked.
I mean, you had, like, your, Modest Mouse, and you had your, the one that you're, like, that you love. Not Fall Out Boy, but we had Fall Out Boy.
Oh my God. I know.
So you had bands like that were really good, but they weren't like Drop Your Panties kind of good.
No.
And this is Drop Your Panties kind of good.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, absolutely fantastic. So we were able to
The next time y'all motherfuckers, we got some men on here that want a blowjob, you better listen to this song.
I mean, there's a lot of women too. Like, the funny thing is like, music is very personal, right? So I have a lot of friends. They're very into just like the pure country thing, which we love our country music.
Yeah, but because usually if I listen to country too long, I'm going to get so bummed out. And I'm like, I want a dog.
I want a dog that I can leave one day with.
I want to drive down a road. Like, I can't stay on country for too long.
Right. I mean, we went through our hardcore. We went through a phase where it was, like, country all day, every day. And I think
that was, like, a discovery of country, though, too.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, honestly, in that time period when it was, like, country upon country upon country, I think we were pretty depressed.
I think it was around when Nana died.
Yeah, our grandma died. We were just, like, country.
Now we're going to bring you guys down with that one.
So now it's going into our individual list.
So this was Andrea's pick.
This is Zapp and Roger, I Want to Be Your Man. I mean.
This is a classic.
Dude.
I remember when we were younger, this song would play towards the end of the weddings. Do you remember that?
Oh my gosh, yes.
It was like always towards the end of the night, towards the end of the wedding.
I always call them Roger and Zapp.
Why?
I don't know why. And so for a long time, I was like.
Is it 'cause you're foreign? No. I've never heard you say that.
I always hit Roger and Zapp, but it's Zapp and Roger.
Yeah, and it even flows better
because I'm like the nuts. See, to me, it's like weird.
You want to alphabetize it.
Maybe. Am I that much of a control freak?
You want to alphabetize it.
Whatever. But
that's
anyway.
That's the only reason we always say Andrea and Nikki.
Because the A comes first. I try to change it up sometimes.
Every time I do anything, I'm always like, I got to go alphabetical order.
It's all messed up if we don't. Our heads are a weird, confusing
place. It's the control
place.
Of your cycle,
the next
mother.
Song, of course, would be Nikki's choice.
Yes, this is 100% me.
This is like every white person's like... claim to fame.
This is my guilty pleasure. I fucking love this song.
Even though he stole the intro from David Bowie.
I don't give a fuck. David Bowie got enough money as it is. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, ice, ice, baby. This song makes me so happy. This, it actually came on the other day at the house, and I was like painting, and I just had all my music on shuffle, and this song came on, and I was like, and Zach goes, "There's your song." And I was like,
even my white brother-in-law is like, really? Even he's a little embarrassed for you.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I don't care what people think. I like this fucking song.
So that made the cut, Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby. So we go back to me.
Yes. Oh. This is out of alphabetical order, too.
If you know this band.
It should be Gang in the Cool.
It should be, but Cool is the lead, so Cool in the Gang. I mean, that was the beautiful part about growing up in such a big family with so many kids, and the age spread was way out there, right?
Way
out there. So with our oldest sister being 12 years older than I am, I really looked up to her, and everything she did, I wanted to do. On top of that, our parents used to have, and I think this is before you were born or when you were still a baby, they used to have some amazing house parties.
You're going to say some amazing sex to them.
Nikki, for fuck's sake, dude. I'm going to ruin
everything for you.
Stop. I just cannot.
When I came along, there was no house parties.
But you were a baby. I've heard about them, thereafter. But in my head, I can see, like, our parents had the typical 70s bamboo chairs with the big high back and the white elephants in the house.
Remember the elephants?
Oh my God, the planner elephants and
random gold shit everywhere.
Everywhere. Chapo and her gold. But I can see all of this happening, like, in my head. I see the dance floor and everyone out there. And I mean, Cool in the Gang for me was just had to happen.
So the next one is Nikki, and this is another hype one. Yeah, there's three of us, and you know. So this is JJ Fad Supersonic. I don't even remember when I heard this song. I just know I was like a little girl.
Oh, yeah.
I was like little.
Oh, yeah.
And I heard this song, and I thought it was the coolest freaking song.
I mean, JJ Fad, back in the day, two female rappers that were just kicking ass.
Yeah, and then there's like beatboxing.
I mean,
on it,
amazing. And that part in the middle is like,
yeah.
And everybody tried to do that.
Yes,
I mean,
JJ Fad. Like, if I had to do a top 10, and this is like, I could never pick top 10 songs. I like too many.
Yeah,
because even as we were making this, it was
very difficult.
Like days later, we're like, we forgot this artist, and we forgot this artist,
and we'll probably do another one down the road. But this one,
JJ Fad, would be way up there for me.
Right, right. The next one going back down. So Nikki brings you up high, and I'm gonna bring you back down low.
It's like uppers and downers.
This song by PM Dawn. It's called I Die Without You. It was on the Boomerang soundtrack. Boomerang was a movie with Eddie Murphy and Halle Berry.
Haven't seen Boomerang,
You need to watch Boomerang.
Put the kids to bed.
Grace Jones is in it. Who doesn't love Grace Jones?
I know, right?
But
her hair.
This song for me takes me back to like high school being madly in love with somebody.
Not
this. I'm all about the X-Files. I'm going to do a whole podcast about the X-Files.
But Nikki's saying no.
Anyone listening, if you want us to open up the X-Files, shoot us a message because I think it'd be fun.
That's sealed.
I love X-Files. But anyway.
This is where we're so opposite.
This to me is just reminds me so much of being in high school. It reminds me of being like madly in love with somebody, breaking up with that somebody, being like devastated, you know, that whole teenage.
And then you still like the song.
Oh, I love it. I used to play this CD, like the soundtrack on repeat.
You're
like,
Glutton for Punishment. No, you know what you used to play on repeat? Oh my God, who's that guy?
George Michael?
White guy. No. Bryan Adams. I remember you used to play Bryan Adams.
The only Bryan Adams song that I liked was from, Summer of 69. And that one from Don Juan DeMarco.
I don't remember. I just remember
that all the time. That's it. Those are the only two Bryan Adams songs I can ever claim.
So this is Andrew in love and then breaking up.
In love, breaking up, whatever.
So we're going to go middle ground for Nikki. This is Nikki.
Now, I have to agree 100% with her on this because
this is Vicente Fernandez.
Volver.
He is another one that we heard almost as much as Linda Ronstadt.
I mean, if you went to a wedding and you didn't have a drunk uncle belting out this song in
except
a wedding.
Now we're the drunk uncles.
Now we're the we're the drunkles.
The drunkles. I remember so there was a point in time when me and Andrew lived together. And we were single. Well, no, you weren't single.
I wasn't single, but Dave was gone.
Not gone, but, you know, he was off doing something.
Doing his stuff.
And we went to a bar. Yes, do you remember this? Vaguely. I think it was, like, the Starbucks crew. And we were so drunk. And this song came on. And dude, you and I fucking belted the song out at the top of our lungs. We're all, oh, and we're, like, going. And I remember our good friend, she, like, stood there and she was like, y'all are awesome. And so now I always think of that with this song.
But this is one of those songs that, you know, and I'm sure everyone has that song that just reminds you of being with your family, almost always a happy, joyous occasion. People that you didn't think would go out there. And when one of our brothers got married, his friend went up and belted this song out. It was fantastic. So total kudos to Nikki for picking Vincente Fernandez.
Okay, we're gonna
the
keep
next one
it.
Is for me,
Miss Gloria.
Estefan, mi tierra. Very, I mean, I don't even know what to say. To
like,
me,
we go Nirvana all the way this way.
This song, her entire, this CD of hers is fantastic.
This is cleaning on Saturday mornings.
Oh, dude, right? This is like, this is something Chapo would blast in the kitchen. And it was time to clean. And
it's like those memes, those videos you see online. It's like Mexican moms when they want to clean the house.
Right.
And everybody's asleep and there's music blasting. That was this.
That was this. And I mean, we all learned how to dance like salsa and all of that stuff from our mom in the kitchen. She moved the tables and chairs out of the way. I mean, it would be an entire Friday, Saturday night. And you're supposed to go out with your friends and you end up staying home because you're just dancing in the kitchen. And then you switch partners and you just learn. Our younger brother, Mikey, bomb ass.
Boy got some moves.
He got some moves. I mean, he could
Mikey
dance.
Got motion in his ocean.
Oh, yeah,
so
right?
So Mikey attract both genders a lot. Oh,
yeah, because Mikey can sway them hips like, woo. But we really were very blessed, I think, to be able to have that lesson. And so we're trying to teach our children right now. So far, my daughter is the only one that got them hip swivel. She's got that swivel.
But my daughter,
she'll come.
She learned it. My daughter, like, you know that blow up thing in front of the car dealership and the arms go? That's my child. And she knows it and she owns it though, because she don't care. Our brother just got married and she was out there Mary Catherine Gallagher-ing on the dance floor all night.
I said this once before. My frenemy is drunk girl at the party.
She is.
She's like the last girl at the party. She's dancing. She's like picking flowers that aren't there in the air, fluttering
but
around.
You know what?
And she's happy.
As long as she don't care, I'm like, go for it, girl.
And then Ian, my son, he does like Chippendale split on the floor.
Her son, like Magic Mike Jr.
He likes to have clothes off dancing.
And then Nick comes out there, does a robot, and leaves.
You know, but Nick's got some like mad beats to his body.
You know what? Nick is becoming a man.
He
and
is.
Let him be.
I'm just like, I'm holding back because
he just
anyway,
wants to see the boobies.
If you've never heard this, if you've never heard that CD, do yourself a favor. Mi Tierra is by Gloria Estefan. Fantastic. Love it. Next one. This is Nikki.
It's
another mad props on this one.
Yep. It's the Fugees. Foo la la la. It's Killing Me Softly.
Now, we know
Miss Roberta.
We know Miss Black did it first.
Yes.
But.
And we even had this conversation. I'm like.
Who do we choose?
Do I give it to Roberta? Do I give it to Lauryn Hill?
But see, the thing is, the Fugees, when they put the beats behind it, and they took it to a different level.
Yes.
When that, like, beat
and
comes in.
And you feel like. Ooh, she is not happy. Like,
right.
She feeling
she's
some
in
kind
love
of way.
And she's like, she's been wronged in a way. She's, I don't know. I still can't quite understand the song. I don't know if he like betrayed her. I can never like make sense of it.
I think that's how I took it. Like, he betrayed her. Like, he did her dirty.
Dick.
Typical.
One time. I mean.
And the Fugees were different too when they came out.
Oh my
gosh.
They weren't
like your typical group.
Okay, so when this album dropped, Dave had his Forerunner.
Mm.
He had those like huge.
Like, that's a crawl in the back.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he had that massive sound system in the back. And it would just boom, boom.
Yeah.
Boom, like the whole freaking thing. And he we would just be like, oh, fantastic. I love it.
This is actually a softer song for
it
me.
Is.
But like, I can like, well, I can do some medicinals while listening to this and be like totally happy.
The next one is me.
Andrea.
I changed it up a little and bringing a little Kendrick Lamar, All the Stars. From the moment I heard this song, I mean, I was like, where has this song been all my life?
I know. And I was surprised that you like Kendrick Lamar. I was like, you like Kendrick Lamar?
Okay, first of all, my insides is 100% soul. I'm usually old soul, like old, like R&B, cruising.
But you don't even listen to new music on the radio. You listen to your playlist.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I'll like, you know, change up some, what do you got for me? All right, I'll listen. That's the awesome thing though about Nicholas being so into music is sometimes he'll bring me stuff.
He gives you the cool stuff.
Yeah. And he was like, Mom, I think you'd like this song. He's the one that introduced this song to me. And I was like, dude,
good
Nick,
job, little shit.
Thank you. So love it.
So this one's mine. We're going with some Chili Peppers. And this was hard to pick too.
Right.
Because
there's so many.
I like
Danny, you know, California. It's like, have you ever seen those cartoons? And it's like, they're just talking about the Red Hot Chili Peppers, like a Red Hot Chili Pepper song. They're all, and California. And California.
But he's a proud SoCal
boy. He is. Proud SoCal boys, which were proud SoCal girls.
Oh, right. Sometimes boy.
Sometimes boy.
But Under the Bridge. And two, man, even to this day, even with his short hair, I still love me some Anthony Kiedis. He a little guy, could probably break him. I love, and I remember like he would do like the videos and he would have no shirt on and he's just ripped and his long beautiful hair, and I'm like,
this is my husband's one of his absolute favorite bands, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's true. He lives like Chili Peppers.
I tried to get concert tickets when they were back when people could go to concerts.
Yeah.
They sold out literally in a matter of minutes.
Well, yeah, because they're like badass.
And they never tour. So I think the biggest regrets for Dave, he never got to see Beastie Boys because they'll never tour again.
Yeah.
And he has yet to
see. Well, and then like they're good entertainers too. Like I love Flea. He's fucking hilarious.
He's a genius. He actually is like a genius.
And at one point they had David Navarro.
Yeah.
And I loved David Navarro. So it was like, man, yeah. Chili Peppers. Okay, so here we go to Andrea.
But John Frusciante's with her badass. Mess. So, you know I'm obsessed with the Foo Fighters. I mean, I mentioned it earlier. I saw them in concert. Yeah, I would see them in concert again. But if there was ever a song that I had to choose of the Foo Fighters, it would be Everlong. Simply because, I mean, his drumming, the guitar, the lyrics are insane. I literally want this tattooed on my body somewhere.
The whole song?
No, but gotta promise not to stop when I say when.
You gonna put that on your backside?
So Dave can see it.
Yeah.
Promise not to stop when I say when.
He's like, well, you said.
You said.
It's like all a right, contract. Bitch.
You said.
It's in the most permanent ink there is.
I mean, it is just one of those songs where I'm like immediately pumped. So
yeah.
Foo Fighters.
Big props on that one. Oh. This is a fun one.
This is fun.
My
boys love this song.
Well, the music video totally made this song too.
Yes.
So this is Dixie Chicks.
We're huge Chicks fans.
Goodbye, Earl. Even though I love W.
I know.
And I was upset when they bashed W, but I get it.
But I get it.
I get it.
But we were W fans back
But
in the
this
day.
Song is like the funnest song. Again, right. I like stories. I'm a sucker for a story.
Oh, yeah.
So this right there.
Ultimate Revenge.
This is like a summer song, a winter song.
Dixie Chicks, Goodbye Earl. This was on their Born to Fly. No. Can't remember the name.
Yeah, it's Fly.
Fly?
Yeah.
I mean, this is like Ultimate Revenge. These two girls, they're two friends. And then one of them leaves after college and takes off. The other one gets married, and the husband beats her ass.
And it's Dennis Franz. And if I'm going to let somebody beat my ass, it ain't going to look like Dennis Franz. Baby Anthony Kiedis beating my ass.
And beating it.
In a good way.
In a good way. So that was a good pick.
The Kraken be happy.
The next
Here's
one
Andrea.
For me. So I'm a huge... Oh.
That's what you have on here in order?
Yes, that's right.
That's probably the one you... Oh, no, it just moved.
Oh, that's okay. It's that's okay. All right. So, this is also one of mine. Again, when I'm going to work out and I need to get
this
really...
This is a pump song for sure.
...pissed off and pumped up. Tool. Sober by Tool. I mean, it is just...
It's a total pump song.
Always a good idea when you want to just get... Amped to fuck or this amped to work out.
This should be a leg day song.
Yeah. Oh, this is... Oh, let's talk leg day. I just recovered from the leg day of leg days. I'm still recovering from the leg day of leg days. Damn it, Mikey.
And it wasn't from Dave.
No, it wasn't.
So this one is Elton John, Daniel.
Oh.
This song...
Makes us cry.
Oh, my God. I have never heard this song and not cried. I've been in an airport... And this song came on, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Here it comes.
I so try to distract myself, but man, this song gets me
so
to
here
the core.
Is a little bonus information. Of the two of us, okay, Nikki is actually the more emotional of the two sisters. It's not that I don't have feelings.
Andrew doesn't have feelings.
I have feelings.
She lets her music express her feelings or her writing, but Andrew does not express feelings.
I express happiness.
Like, I just told her earlier today, I was like, dude, I finally saw Frozen 2 and I cried. And she looked at me and goes, really? With her lip curled, all disgusted? Ugh. And I'm like, some of us fucking have emotions.
There's a reason why.
I know.
I'm Tin Man the writer.
But still.
But yeah.
So this song... Man, it has, like, a special meaning to it, too.
Right, right.
But this song is, like, oh, it cuts to
just
me.
Just, like, punches you
so
right
So we're
going
to go fast past it.
Yeah.
Here's Andrea, Sam Cooke.
Oh, Bring It On Home to Me.
This is a good song.
This is a great, this is, like,
this
is
getting ready.
This is, like,
this is seduction.
This is, like. Silk stockings with, like, the little garter belt holding
That's
it
up.
That's
when you use the word prophylactic instead of condom.
Prophylactic? Are you having relations?
Would you like some fellatio? Sorry, Sam Cooke.
Sorry.
But it is. You got respectable sex music.
This is highfalutin.
This is making love to a lady, not fucking a hoe.
Yeah, no. This, I mean, I'm trying to even, obviously this is like Chapo and Dad.
You want me to run that
Oh board? My God, stop.
You said it.
I'm talking about the introduction to the song. You know, our parents were all about like cruising music. They were lowrider oldies before there were lowrider oldies.
They were oldies when they were still newsies.
Right.
Okay, let's get through two more. Let's try and get through it.
Okay.
This one's mine. Again, let's pump it up.
Go.
This is Dr. Dre and Snoop, the next episode. So, Dre and Snoop, like, we listened to them our whole lives. That was actually something that everybody in the car would agree on. Chapo, Bob,
yeah.
Us.
Yeah.
We all agreed.
I think they took major pride in the representation that everyone put out there. It didn't matter if it was Cube. It didn't matter if it was Dre. It didn't matter even
Pac. Dad loved Pac.
Our dad was a huge Tupac fan. It didn't matter. Even Snoop being like from Long Beach, it was still like massive pride. And so I remember when The Chronic came out, which this is not on The Chronic, but obviously Dr. Dre came out with The Chronic, and I was probably, I don't know, it was like 92 maybe. Don't quote me on that. But I mean, when that album came out, that was one of those things that was played front, like to like beginning to end on repeat. And if you're anyone that's into hip hop, You don't even have to be in hip hop.
No.
I mean, people are like, oh, rap. They rap used to play it
on K-Rock, which was an alternative station in California.
Yeah.
And some people would get mad, like, why are you playing this? But it's like,
it was so amazing.
They are California.
Yeah, yeah. It was just fantastic.
Okay, let's get yours. And this is Andrea. Cowboy Junkies. Oh. Blue Moon Revisited.
Oh. So, if you've ever seen the movie Untamed Hearts with Marissa Tomei and Christian Slater. Is it on? Oh, it's just really low.
Yeah.
Cowboy Junkies, first of all, have great songs like, you know, Sweet Jane and things like that. But they made this song called Blue Moon Revisited. And it is just like you want to sit around and you want to be with your head a little hazy.
I go to my medicinal side.
And you're just, it's just a great... for me, for my memory, it reminds me of, you know, sitting in my apartment with the windows open and the ocean breeze coming through the curtains and just kind of like chilling out, relaxing, reading a book.
I can't read with music on because I want to do one or the other.
Oh no, I can have like that low. Getting ready to write again. This is one of those things that puts me in that mood where it kind of makes me tap into that place where I don't easily tap into, but music will draw it out and then I'll be able to write very depressing poetry and
very dark
novels. But I have children's stories too.
You do.
I'm working on a series.
Yes.
But
so we didn't get through all of our songs. No. We didn't even get through part of our songs.
No.
But Andrea has a surprise for you.
So we have created on Spotify Suburban Hood Mom's Ultimate Playlist. We will be posting the link to our playlist. So if you've listened to the podcast, you will have access to our playlist as soon as this releases on Wednesday. Instead of finding this on our, normally we have the link saved in our Instagram bio. Instead, you'll find the link to the playlist. I'll leave it up there for 1 week. And, hopefully, you guys, if you're looking for any other inspiration for your 4th of July is coming up.
Yep.
And you want to, you know, what do I put on my playlist? Hey, take us along with you. Hear what we're listening to.
Enjoy the emotional roller coaster.
If you can express the emotion.
Yeah, you can be like Andrew and just be numb.
If you have any other suggestions, songs that you're like, dude, you guys should have included this. Seriously, you guys, engage. Let us know.
We have more songs written down too, but like I said, this was really hard.
We could go on and do like a 5-part series. How do you even break down music? But we tried. So drop us a message. If there's anything else that you guys want to hear us talk about in terms of music or any other topic, please make sure that you guys are subscribing. Head over to our Instagram or Facebook at Suburban Hood Moms, or you can find us on Twitter at Diary Moms, and just leave a comment under this podcast thread or in our DMs.
Also, if there's a topic that you want to hear us talk about, slide in our DMs let us know. We answer everybody's messages.
Absolutely. And don't forget to like, share, follow, and comment. It is very important that you guys make sure to subscribe. When I say subscribe, if you're new to the whole podcasting thing,
hi, me right here.
Like Nikki, make sure that if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, if you're listening to us on Spotify, you are clicking that subscribed button so that we know you're hearing us. I mean, it doesn't matter. If there's only one person, there's nobody listening, we're going to be here.
We got Chapo subscribed.
Chapo is our number one fan. Actually, we have a few number one fans.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We have a few number one fans out there. But make sure that you do that. Subscribe.
And
so
we will be posting on our feeds and stories all about the Chisme Board 2. So remember what the rules were in the beginning of this podcast. We'll post it on our pages as well. Now,
so vaya con Dios, stay safe, and take your vitamins like good little Hulkamaniacs.
Now get the fuck out.
Peace.